USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russian leaders claim they will be invading a little less in Ukraine, the White House says not so fast. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby reminded Americans Russia's goal is regime change in Ukraine. White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield says we should believe what we see, and another Russian offensive is a strong possibility.
I think we should be clear-eyed about the reality of what's happening on the ground, and no one should be fooled by Russia's announcements. We believe any movement of forces from around Kyiv is a redeployment and not a withdrawal, and the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
For the fifth time, Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten has been denied parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Tuesday blocked her parole, reversing a panel's recommendation that the 72-year-old be freed after spending a half century in prison. We are USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Conservative talk show host and InfoWars website owner Alex Jones could not reach a settlement with the victims of Sandy Hook school shooting nearly 10 years ago. Mr. Jones claimed the shooting was a hoax.
InfoWars host Alex Jones offered to pay each plaintiff in a defamation lawsuit $120,000 to settle the case, but each family rejected it. Jones was already found liable for damages after saying the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax after the family said they were subject to harassment and death threats from followers of Jones because he promoted conspiracy theories about the shooting. The current call is to decide how much Jones will pay. A judge is scheduled to decide whether Jones will be held in contempt on Wednesday for skipping depositions. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Scientists have figured out why vampire bats are the only mammals that can survive on a diet of just blood. 13 genes are missing or no longer work in vampire bats, allowing them a blood-rich diet in iron and protein, but with minimal fats or carbohydrates. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The mass exodus of Ukraine because of Russia's invasion has Poland stepping up to welcome the refugees. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski tells Fox News Wednesday the humanitarian crisis is getting difficult to handle.
Well, we've welcomed 300,000 refugees, and that's a huge number. That's like 15% of my population in Warsaw. And of course, we are dealing with it. You know, the solidarity of the people has been immense, and the work done by the non-governmental organizations, volunteers, and of course, the services of my city is exemplary, and we are helping as much as we can. But we are at capacity. And of course, if there is escalation in Ukraine, if we have to deal with the second wave of refugees, the situation will become very, very difficult. That's why we need a relocation system where we all in Europe and elsewhere, we share the burden, because the Ukrainians are fighting for our freedom, and we also need to step up and do our bit.
The death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has the band canceling tour dates.
Foo Fighters has canceled all of its upcoming tour dates after the death of its drummer, Taylor Hawkins. The band was scheduled to perform at the Grammy Awards taking place in Las Vegas on Sunday, where it's up for 3 awards. Hawkins died in Bogota, Colombia Friday, where the group was expected to perform. An official cause for the 50-year-old's death has not been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.